a quick round of introductions. We'll do the in the room first, and then we'll move to those of you joining us by phone.
Vaughn Bogelson.
Kathy Bonifield.
Gary Poser.
David Maeda.
Mark Ritchie.
Gary Bonoff.
Great.
Chris Harrison.
Got it. Keep going.
Carolyn Cardell.
Thank you.
Pat Helfrin.
Thank you.
Carolyn Lane.
Thank you very much. I believe that's all that we've heard from. I'd like to first move, ask for a motion to accept the report and legislative language as presented. Is there a motion for that?
I'll move.
Moved. Is there a second?
Second.
We've talked about this a lot. Any brief discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Oh, hold it. We have to do a roll call. Can I get some assistance here?
Secretary Ritchie?
Yes.
Debbie Erickson?
Yes.
Vaughn Bodelson?
Yes.
Kathy Bonifield?
Yes.
Senator Bonoff?
Yes.
Max Halperin?
Yes.
Representative Lane?
Yes.
David Maeda?
Yes.
Pat McCormick? Commissioner Parnell?
Yes.
Gary Poser?
Yes.
Grace Wackler-Roritz?
Yes.
Barb Welty? Yes.
Seeing a majority, the report and legislative language adopted. Let's move now to other suggested changes. Senator Bonoff?
The other amendment really was brought forward by council. There were two questions that Lexi posed to us. One was with regard to, do we want the school district elections to be covered in 2015? And I don't have a preference. And I leave that to those of you who work with the school district, but that would be beneficial. And then the issue was around some pre-testing that Senate Council thought that we might consider as part of our legislation. That made sense to me, but we hadn't discussed it. So, again, I wanted to have the experts give us their comments.
Great. Thank you for bringing these forward. Want to hear about any of this or comments from folks who are responsible for school board elections or the pre-testing? Folks,
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This is Grace Walker-Rose on behalf of the school board district. And first and foremost, thank you for bringing that up. I made the assumption that the 2014 was a test that is not applicable specifically to school elections as standalone. So I did not mention anything for that particular aspect. And as far as the voluntary aspect, at this point, the school board is school districts are fine with the way things are right now. They
other comments?
Mr. Chair, if I could just ask Grace, do you know what would happen? Like, I believe like Anoka County right now administers the elections for like the Anoka-Hennepin School District. Are you saying that Anoka County wouldn't use then rosters for the Anoka-Hennepin School District if they wanted to?
Yes. If it's the school district as an entity administering the elections, they would not be interested. However, if the school district is administered by a municipality or a county on behalf of the school district, they are fine with that.
And this is Terry. That's actually what I thought, too, because I believe in most cases the municipality does do the administering. So I believe that what council is suggesting is by putting the school district in there, that gives the latitude to the municipality, and I think probably makes sense to include. If you don't want to, that's process during the legislature to get more testimony, so it just doesn't matter.
Mr. Chair, I would have no problem. I think, if we included school districts, if a school district didn't want to use it when they're administering on their own, they wouldn't. But I think then by including the school districts, if a county or a city was administering, like through a joint powers or whatever with the school district, then they could use them. So I would, I'd prefer to almost see it within the school districts included in, but I'd also like to hear from Debbie Erickson if she thinks that's all right.
Mr. Chair, this is Debbie. I would totally agree with that. I think that if it leaves it up jurisdiction, the school district and the administration, whether it be the city or the county, and they can choose to use them or not. But at least it gives the flexibility of having the option if we do have it included. So I would be supportive of that.
So is there a motion to include that language?
Excuse me, this is Carolyn Lane. Is there language available to us, or where does that go?
That was one of the amendments, Representative Lane, that Lexi put forward.
One moment, please. We're
I just spoke with council. They said that you can just direct staff to include that language.
Okay. So the motion would be to direct staff to include that. So that would be the motion. But Representative Lane, I'm guessing probably in all the emails sending around and stuff, you do have it. But they're shaking their head. So this is a really, we are taking a concept, which is to include, and we are proposing in this motion to direct staff to include that, and we are not having that actual language in front of us. We're trusting staff on this point. Is that the intent of the maker of the motion?
I don't know that the motion's been made yet, but Mr. Chair, I'm assuming we're only talking then in Article 2, so I think we're basically talking on line 4.20. Is that so?
Okay, and will you say that again slowly so people can flip to that page?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I think we're only talking about the authorization under Article 2, so I believe that's in the current version that was distributed. It's on line 4.20. I think we're just inserting school district, so that it would read a county, municipality, or school district is how I believe that would read.
Mr. Chair, I think the language also recurs in subdivision 6 on lines 6.13, again, towards the end of that in 6.19 and 6.22. So I think it really is best just to direct council.
Yes, and council pointed out that there's a couple places they'll do a word search. So it's the intent to add this where it's needed. We have
within Article 2.
We have a motion. Gary?
I'll move it.
And a second?
Second.
Thank you, Vaughn. Any other discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Oh, just a second.
Aye.
Nope, sorry, my mistake. We have to do another roll call. Take it away.
Secretary Ritchie?
Yes.
Debbie Erickson?
Yes.
Von Bodelson?
Yes.
Kathy Bonifield?
Yes.
Senator Bonoff?
Yes.
Max Halperin?
Yes.
Representative Lane?
Yes.
David Maeda?
Yes.
Commissioner Parnell?
Yes.
Gary Poser?
Yes.
Grace Wackler-Waritz?
Yes. Pat, this is Pat McCormick. I joined the call late, so I'm on the line, too, and I say yes.
Bless you and thank you. We have a second specific suggestion on pre-testing. I myself wasn't quite sure exactly what that was. David? You don't know? No. Yes, we're going to get just a little bit of background so we can address this real directly.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. For the record, this is Lexi Stengel, Senate Counsel. In talking with Senator Bonoff, we talked a little bit further about how it will work. We're just looking at Article 2. The amendment is for the enabling legislation, so that would be everything going forward after 2015. And what this amendment does, it's the A1. There's copies over there. I think you should all have it. Just takes the certification a little bit further. So everybody will still have to certify 30 days before an election when they intend on starting to use the electronic rosters. And then each year thereafter by October 1st, so it's an annual certification that their technology meets all of the requirements. And then on lines 1.7 through 1.9 of the amendment, there's some pre-testing requirements. And this idea mirrors that all of the other election equipment is pre-tested. So the electronic rosters would also be pre-tested, and it directs the Secretary of State to adopt rules on how that would be done.
Question, David.
One suggestion I would make is the annual certification, which is on line 1.4, that's due by October 1st, that we make that date earlier, because in theory we were going to be using these in primaries, and so we have August primaries, and I think the certification should happen before we begin using it in any year. So I would suggest we change that to June 1st.
Could we change it to maybe X number of days before a primary in case the primary date changes in the future?
And this is Carolyn Lane, and as I looked at the original words, I wondered if just adding a word at the end.
Representative Lane, you have to repeat that. Sorry.
Okay. Just on the original wording on line 6.22 at the very end of the line, just so that it would be at least 90 days. Let's see. That they would certify annually that they're going to use it, and then keeping the second part of adding the piece of on testing, which would be at least 30 days before the election.
So I'm trying to understand the. So we're getting into some specifics about it, but I'd like to see the conversation sort of decided. Do we want to add this additional in this moment here? I haven't really thought about this much, and so, you know, I haven't thought about the practical implications of this. How we wordsmith it was one thing, but what about the overall concept? For those of you who have to administer elections, what do you think?
Mr. Chair, if I may, I guess I'm not quite sure what the point of an annual certification is if nothing has changed in the operation of the equipment itself. So it looks to me like we're certifying on line 6.22 that they're saying the poll books meet all of the requirements of the section. And if there have been no law changes or there have been no changes to the programming, I guess I'm not sure why we would continue to need annual certification. So if anything, I would want to see something that just said, you know, they certify it initially and only must recertify if a law change or programming change the equipment.
Right. I do feel like there's a unfunded mandate aspect of this and a lot of work aspect of this without really having thought through, like, why would you do that, especially with technology changing and the poll books and then the pads and, you know, all of that. I don't know.
Mr. Chair, it seems as though perhaps you should just leave it out and then let those, on the election subcommittee review it and let all of you guys think about it. It does seem off tail to add on the fly.
I see some heads nodding. Do people generally agree with Senator Bonhoff on this? And we will take this forward, and we'll all think about this, and maybe we'll check with some other states and see what they do, because it'll be interesting. David will be out in Wyoming. That'll be an interesting thing to find out. Are we generally agreed that for the moment we have made one important amendment to the final document directing staff to complete that, and that there, this particular item we will push forward to further considerations? Is there any other particular wordsmithing or something to bring up today on this call and in this meeting?
David.
Yes, Carolyn, go ahead.
The amendment that Senator Bonhoff suggested had two parts, the initial certification every year, which we just now put off, and then the second part about testing it before every election. Do that testing before every election.
I think my assumption is we're putting off these two items for consideration, further consideration by the people who will be hearing the legislation. Am I wrong about that?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Representative Lane, is that okay?
That's fine.
Thank you. David?
A statement and a question. I talked to the city clerks in Eagan and Lakeville yesterday, and they're both very excited about being part of a pilot project. So that's good news. But I'm kind of curious how we pick these jurisdictions. And
Mr. Chair, if I may, this is Debbie.
Yes.
At the MAGO conference a couple of weeks ago, we had a committee meeting, and I had also reached out to counties, to the auditors in different counties, saying that we were looking at expanding the pilot for 2014 and that there were apps to be able to test the functionality of having e-rosters. And if there were any counties who had municipalities or precincts where they felt it would be a worthwhile effort poll books in a pilot setting, to let me know if they wanted to participate. I got feedback from Dakota County with regard to Eagan and Lakeville that those were, that they considered would be beneficial to review further as less suburban precincts that have higher numbers of Election Day registrations, and they thought that they would be capable and willing of participating in the pilot.
Okay. Thank you for all that good work.
Thank you. Yep.
Anything else? Thank you very much. The meeting and the task force are adjourned. Thank you to staff and to everybody and all the members, my staff and the staff at the council level. And thank you, everybody, for making this one
last
trip
over.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everybody. Bye.